Irene Caras Loper has starred in icon stage roles in Mamma Mia, In the Heights, Anything Goes, and Thoroughly Modern Millie, as well as numerous roles in film and television. But this week, the 50-year-old Brookswood actress will be given the chance to again show off the diversity of her stage and screen experience when she brings the character of Violet Newstead to life in the Royal City Musical Theatre's RCM's spring production of 9 to 5 the Musical. A lover of Dolly Parton and the musical theater genre, Loper said she's privileged to take on this much-coveted lead role alongside Maya Beresford as Doralee, Madeline Suddaby as Judy, and Dustin Freeland as Franklin Hart Jr. She's particularly happy to help bring this upbeat, fun production to the stage right now, in what she describes as darker and uncertain times, when arts play such a pivotal role in fostering empathy, understanding, and uplifting the soul. Set in 1979, 9 to 5 the Musical follows three co-workers, Violet, Doralee, and Judy, as they endure their mundane and demoralizing office jobs at Consolidated Industries, under the thumb of their sexist and egotistical boss, Franklin. When the women are suddenly given the chance to turn their wildest revenge fantasies into reality, they hatch a plan to kidnap their nasty boss and step into their full potential, ultimately taking control of the company. 9 to 5 the Musical features the whimsical storyline and charming characters that audiences know and love from the classic 1980 film, said Valerie Easton, co-director and RCMT's outgoing artistic director. But this production, which made its Broadway debut in April 2009, includes what Easton calls an entire score of toe-tapping, show-stopping musical numbers by the legendary Dolly Parton, including 9 to 5, one of the most iconic songs of all time. Amid all the hilarious hijinks and heartfelt camaraderie that the team bring to the stage, the audiences will be rooting for these fearless women to stick it to the man with this story of female empowerment, said Loper, who is a returning RCMT alumni. Admittedly, Loper had her eye locked on the role of Violet since she heard of RCT was producing the show, maybe even before that. Some of her friends have performed the role in past, landing it on Loper's wish list. Plus, she's long been a fan of Allison Janney, who won Best Actress in a Musical for her role in the original Broadway production of the musical. Allison Janney is one of my favorite actresses. Anything she does or has done I research for my own toolbox, she shared with the Advance Times. It's such a fabulous show. The role of Violet is the role I connected to, with her story and show track. Noting there are strong similarities between herself and her character, Loper said preparing for this show has been more like playing than working. One might say Loper, also known as Cuervo, was born into the entertainment industry. She grew up in Vancouver, the daughter of Indri Caras, the artistic director emerita for more than 35 years at the United Players Theatre Company. Consequently, Loper started down this career path at a young age, taking on her first role as Annel in Steel Magnolias, right after graduation, with her mother's theater company. Since then, armed with training from Circle in the Square in New York, Gastown Actors Studio in Vancouver, and the Vancouver Film School, she's immersed herself in the world of acting. I started working in the industry after high school in both theater, film, and TV. I did plays at my mom's company and then started Tony and Tina's Wedding, while working behind the scenes on commercial production, she recounted. Her past film and television projects have included roles in the Buddy Games, Impastor, Two Stands and a Dan, Spotlight on Christmas, and Motive. She just recently completed the lead role of Deb Wideman in the independent comedy TV series, The Dressing Room, and she is also a cast member for an independent feature film in development, Get It Together, playing the role of Patty. And while she's also worked with various theater groups in the Lower Mainland, her most recently seen theatrically work was in the world premiere musical comedy, Talking Sex on Sunday, playing the role of Sissy. And now, she's particularly excited to bring Violet to life in 9 to 5 starting this week with RCMT, encouraging fellow Langleyites to attend. 9 to 5 the Musical is on stage at the Massey Theatre in New Westminster. It starts this Friday, April 25th, and continues through to May 11th, with a series of evening and matinee shows. For tickets and information, people can visit RoyalCityMusicalTheatre.com. While Loper said she loves all genres of theater, she's really enjoyed working with what she calls an amazing cast, crew, creative team, and volunteers involved in this upcoming musical. I say it over and over, joy to my heart this thing we call musical theater.